This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Detroit may be facing bankruptcy, and it certainly has seen its share of challenges in the past four decades. But all through that time, the city has been home to one of the most vibrant regional opera companies in the nation, the Michigan Opera Theater. The founder of the MOT is Dr. David DeChiara. He was recently named the 2013 Kresge Eminent Artist. That prize is the Kresge Foundation's annual Lifetime Achievement Award in the Arts. It's been called the most prestigious local prize in the field of culture. Dr. DeChiara, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, and it's a pleasure to visit with you by phone.
It has been quite a year. Last February, you announced that you're going to be stepping down from the post of general director of the MOT. You're going to focus on being artistic director for a few more years, and now this Kresge Eminent Artist Award, for which we congratulate you.
Oh, thank you so much. It certainly came as a surprise. I wasn't expecting it, and I'm always used to raising money for the opera company, and when suddenly somebody gives money that's a gift to me, it's kind of like, oh, really? that's a surprise.
When you founded the MOT in 1971, did it seem evident to you that 42 years on, the company would become and would be one of Michigan's cultural treasures?
No, it didn't, of course. I started the company not knowing how successful it would be or unsuccessful. All I knew was that a city of the size and of the importance of Detroit should not be without an opera company, just like all the other major cities in our country. And so I set myself to doing that. I do remember having a fair amount of pushback from people who said, well, you know, this is a blue-collar town, but how could we ever have an opera company? And I simply felt that that one of the challenges we always had in Detroit is that we tended to always think about what we couldn't do rather than what we could do. And so I just simply forged ahead, and I've been very, very grateful to the community and for those who supported my efforts and who believed in the fact that an opera company side by side with a symphony and a museum and all the other cultural institutions should be an important part of the cultural picture.
And these indeed have been very trying years for America's cultural institutions. For example, a sad example, the New York City Opera canceling its season and closing down the company, and that's in New York. So why do you think the MOT is still standing in the bankrupt city of Detroit with what looks like a very secure future?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, you can't use the city opera as an example because its own circumstances were very unique. I mean, it was sitting across the street or across the plaza from, you know, the largest opera company probably in the world. So that's a very specific kind of a challenge for any company.
But saying that, here, as you said, people said, Detroit is a blue-collar town, opera, how does that fit? And yet 40-some years later, it has fit.
Well, it has, and because I think, you know, opera is often people think of it as being an elitist form, but it isn't. It's simply the use of the glory of the voice and music to tell a story and to move people with the passion of what music can do. And I think when people try that, when they expose themselves to that, then they realize that opera is just simply a great art form that has given us over 400 years of tremendous legacy, you know. So that's where we, you know, we start. Of course, it's a challenge because our schools are not giving the, you know, arts have taken a very, very side kind of you know, place in the schools. So unlike in decades past when there was music appreciation and all of those things, so it behooves all the cultural institutions to even be more aggressive.
And you have if you will, we push the envelope of traditional ways of presenting opera all along to try to reach new audiences. You were a champion of colorblind casting. You produced works that spoke to various ethnic groups. You put subtitles up so the audience can really understand what's going on. And do you feel that that helped keep the MOT alive and thriving?
Well, I think that's key to our success because, you know, Detroit is a very richly diverse city. Of course, it has at least 85% African Americans, but then we have great Armenian, Polish, Latino, and it is our responsibility to build bridges into those communities. And how do we do that? Well, we make sure that we have things on our stage that reflect their cultures. And from the very beginning, I was committed to making sure that African-American artists were given opportunities to perform and that we also had repertoire that reflected the African-American experience. I'm proud to say that I believe that as an opera company, we have the largest African-American audience that enjoys and comes to the opera, because they feel that it is theirs as well as everybody else's. And I've done the same thing. I've done Armenian operas and Polish operas. And those communities then have come and said, yes, this is our art form too. So it's an ongoing thing. It's not anything you ever say, well, we've done it. Building bridges is something that is just a way of, I think, of life for a cultural institution such as the Michigan Opera Theater.
The founder of the Michigan Opera Theater, Dr. David DiChiara, such a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk to you, too, and thank you for the interview.